Good morning. I'm Ava Snyder.
I'm Caden Graves.
And I'm Tay Furch. This is the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from the Bishop Garrigan High School.
Tonight's the big night. It's time for Gala 2026. For the past 37 years, Gala has been the biggest fundraiser in our Catholic schools. Each year since the COVID pandemic, we've brought in more than $400,000 from Gala, and we are hoping for both fun and good revenue from this year's event. This is the 37th year for the Big Garrigan fundraiser, and this year's theme is Gala Gone Tropical. Everything will be decked out with pink flamingos and tropical flowers. Doors open at 5:30 and the dinner will begin at 7:30 tonight.
For many guests, the biggest attraction of Gala is the food. It all begins with the appetizers, which this year includes croque monsieur sandwich bites with tomato jam, habanero bacon jam tartlets with pineapple salsa, and chipotle beef tostadas with red onion marmalade. The actual meal includes sweet potatoes and bacon soup with creme fraiche and tropical poppy seed salad.
For their main dish, guests can choose from grilled breast of chicken with mango salsa, accompanied by cilantro lime rice or tenderloin of beef with mango salsa, served with the red jacket potatoes. Both dishes come from tricolor glazed carrots. Dessert is a flamingo passion fruit semifreddo gato with creme anglaise and raspberry coli. Throughout the night, guests can enjoy wine, soft drinks, and a signature American lager from Titanca Brewing Company. It should all combine to make an elegant and delicious meal.
There are lots of opportunities to have fun and spend money at Gala. The focus is always on the live auction, which features around 70 high-value items. Another big option is Pick Your Passion, where you can choose from 100 different options at all price points that help out different teachers in their classroom. There are also fun games like Heads or Tails and the First Chance, Half Chance, and Chest of Chance drawings. Finally, there are raffles where winners can win a Chevy Equinox or Ford Maverick from Chemnas and a cash up to $8,000.
The success of Gala depends on our guests, donors, and hundreds of people who help out behind the scenes. In addition to those we've already mentioned, major business sponsors include Northwest Bank, Iowa State Bank, Farmers State Bank, and Security State Bank, as well as Sportsman's Corner, Schindler Lawn Care, Meyer Home Improvement, and Lichter Fine Art and Design. Individual sponsors donated both live and silent auction items, and other people helped plan, decorate, serve, and clean up after the event. Thanks to everyone who helps make Gala a huge success.
Last week, the band and choir were in Florida on a music trip. The students who remained at Garrigan had a wide range of activities that were different from the normal classes. One day, they toured local businesses including factories, banks, medical facilities, offices, and stores. They also had special mini courses where they learned about widespread topics like sports betting, forensic science, and how to be a barista. It made a nice change from the usual routine.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Colin Weimers. Here to tell you about him is Lucy Eisenberg.
Colin Weimers enjoys helping his parents on the family farm. At school, his main activities are trap shooting and the Criminal Justice Club. He's also part of ECE, Career Development Program. He's been on the school maintenance team, and he's helped to maintain the student website. Colin likes hunting and fishing. He plans to go to college next year, and in the future, he'd like to be a heavy equipment operator. We wish him all the best in the future.
Thank you, Lucy. With Easter coming up, we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. Tonight is Gala. There will be Mass for the workers at 4, doors open at 5:30, and the main event starts at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Monday, there's a girls' indoor track meet at Algona. Then on Tuesday, Garrigan will be part of the Vocal Jazz Championships.
We'll have Mass Wednesday morning, and the juniors have a retreat that night. On Holy Thursday, we'll have our annual Day of Reflection, and there will be an early dismissal for the holiday that afternoon.
There's no school on Good Friday, and no activities next Saturday or Sunday, as part of Easter celebration. There is also no school on Easter Monday. That night, the golf team faces Spencer, with the boys at home and the girls away.
Classes resume on Tuesday, April 7th. There's girls' track at Clear Lake that night. Wednesday the 8th, we'll host a blood drive at Bishop Garrigan, and the trap shooters will have a home meet that night.
There is a co-ed golf meet Thursday the 9th with the Bears hosting Eagle Grove. The boys' track team runs at Clarion that night. There's a trap shooting at Clarion Saturday 11th, and that night will be Prom 2026.
That's the Bear Facts for March. We'll be off next week because of Easter holiday, but be sure to join us again in 2 weeks for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.